relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome, dear friends. Greetings. We are going to do it again. We are going to grab the tiger by its tail and ride this thing called CPAC. 18,000 patriots. It is absolutely incredible. I've been taking footage today in the Grand Ballroom here in Orlando, the largest collection of conservatives every year, not just in America, but in the world. And we have a roster of guests. Just a little scribble for those of you watching on Rumble. That's my guest list for the day. More guests than you can shake a stick at. We're going to have Congressman Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene. We're going to have Hollywood stars Robert Downey, Daryl Issa, Jim Carafano, Matt Schlapp, the master of ceremonies for this whole event. Oh, and maybe somebody called Kyle Rittenhouse. So stay on this channel. It's Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. But we're going to open the show, no monologue, because I'm less important than our first guest. A CV, a resume that beggars belief, from DOJ terrorist prosecutor, chief investigator for Devin Nunes, and then a position they just invented for him because he's that cool, chief of staff of the Pentagon, Kash Patel. Welcome back to America First.
Seb, it's so good to be with you. Thanks for having me live at CPAC.
Yeah, I never got to ask you this. I think we did like an hour with you last time via Skype. Now you're next to me in person. And I forgot to ask this message. Why is it that the most popular video of you on the internet is you sliding across a hockey rink? It's really cool. I mean, you look cool. You got the hockey gear on, and you just kind of slide in front. Is it your parents?
Yeah, this is a great question. I'm excited. No one's ever asked me that.
This is America First. This is the hard-bitten questions we ask our guests.
That slide is America First. So I'm a big ice hockey player, Seb, and one of my ice hockey teams
You've got your teeth.
Yeah, I wear a cage. I still play ice hockey. One of the teams I played on, we named after President Trump, making hockey great again.
Are you kidding?
And if you look at that jersey closely, it's President Trump's face with bright orange hair flow, and it says making hockey great again.
I need a jersey like that. Did you hear? I need a jersey America like that.
No, we're going to get you one. I got the president to sign it, but that clip, that slide... It's from The Plot Against the President. Amanda Milius took it and said, we're putting this in the movie.
But give us the background story. So the family, your love of hockey, and you sliding across the ice. What is that? Where does that come from?
So we actually took the tournament. We took the team up to Lake Placid, where the Olympics were held, for the biggest men's hockey tournament in the country. And we were the underdogs. And we won the whole tournament. And that slide is us winning the tournament, securing the trophy, and bringing it back home, making hockey great again for President Trump.
Mr. G, we had respect for Cash already, right? But now we have even more, right?
I've never talked about it.
Because for me, American football is really for pansies. I played rugby, a man's sport. No armor, no helmets, no nothing. And for me, You know, hockey, ice hockey is a little bit like rugby on ice.
Yeah, and
it's a man's game.
I'll send you a photo. President Trump later signed that game-worn jersey down at Mar-a-Lago, and I now have it hanging up.
Epic, epic. All right, so many things we could discuss, because you're a big gun guy. It's Friday. We celebrate the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Last time I saw you in person was at SHOT Show. Okay, so this is the SHOT Show for conservatives. But talk to us about why you're here, what your expectations are, what you think the president's going to say tomorrow. Are you having fun, Cash? You're a bit of a rock star, Cash.
I've been having a great time thanks to shows like yours. People actually know who I am. If it wasn't for you, I'd probably just be walking around looking for beer.
And cigars,
good. Of course. I'm having a great time. This, as you were saying, this is a massive turnout. Yeah. I got here yesterday.
18,000.
It's the first time I did a Thursday at CPAC, and my God, it was slammed. And President Trump's coming on tomorrow, and I don't know if you know this, but myself and Devin Nunes are opening for President Trump tomorrow night.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
It might get loud.
I think it might get, the roof may be raised here in the ballroom. We had Amanda Milius on the show yesterday. When you starred, I think you are the star along with Lee Smith of that movie based on his book that talks about just the plot against the president, the Russian calumny, the smear campaign. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're hard-bitten and you knew this because you prosecuted terrorists before, you've got the highest clearances. Did you expect that one day after that movie would be made, we'd be reading federal indictments and memos to the court about private companies having access to the secure White House servers when we were in the administration?
No, I mean, it's not even a fantasy, right? You can't even conjure this stuff up. And you know what the fake news is response is to it? To a federal prosecutor's federal pleading to a federal judge, it's fake news.
Yeah.
Because Michael Sussman, the defendant in a criminal case, said so. And Facebook erased the reporting on that from their website as fake news, if you can believe that.
And your reaction to his lawyers saying, can you not file this stuff, Mr. Durham, because it basically implicates our man in crime, which is, I thought that was the point of indictments.
I think that's the point of it. But listen, I used to be a public defender way back in the day, so I remember filing pleadings like that. But the defense in this case, if you recall, bit off more than they can chew. They went to Durham.
Explain what they did, because it was a real own goal.
Because John Durham, as you know, is moving quietly and methodically. He's not doing a lot of filings. But the defense, the attorneys for Sussman, went out and said, you, John Durham, aren't giving us information, enough info. We want more evidence, more discovery. John Durham says, okay, I'll oblige. Then files all these pleadings stating he put 24 people in the grand jury, saying he's got locked in witness testimony, now talking about the tech company infiltrating the White House. And they were like, whoa, we don't like it. No,
sorry.
Take it back. Fake news.
Right. So is that bad lawyering or are they just a little bit arrogant?
I think it's a combination. They thought they could probably get the mainstream media to carry their water, which they are in some part. But what you can't contradict is a black and white lettering on a federal pleading to a federal court. So now it's out there. And John Durham, you know this. You don't put something in a pleading as a federal prosecutor that you haven't already proven.
Right.
It's not
a supposition. It's got to be something you have the proof for. We're going to Cash Patel. Fightwithcash.com is his website. He has Cash's Corner at Epoch Times. And then Patriot.us is the secure conservative payment processing service that cannot be canceled. It's Patriot with a Y, Patriot.us. Okay, Cash, talk to us about your expectations. We had Charlie Kirk on yesterday. He had a great line that we have to up our game on the right. It's not about policies. It's not about school boards. It's taking back the culture, taking back the civilization. Are we, to use a hackneyed phrase, are we at a tipping point where conservatives finally get serious?
I think we are, Seb. Like, look, we probably saw something like this maybe 50, 60 years ago in the history books. And I didn't think we would see it in our lifetime and live through it. But the thing is, we have to go out and create our entire own ecosystem.
Yes.
The left has done it. They've got social media. Now we've got TMTG and Truth Social. They've got the banking industry and Amazon. Now we have Patriots. And, oh, by the way, if you plug in Gorka as your code on Patriots, we'll give you a discount today.
If you're a businessman who doesn't want to be canceled, go to patriots.us, PAYTROTS.us, and use promo code GORKA. So you're feeling good about where we are?
I'm feeling good. We're finally rounding the corner. We've got the infrastructure. We're starting to build it. You know, Truth Social came alive. I'm actually, if you can believe this, Seb, I'm finally on social media at Cash on Truth Social.
Just Cash? K-A-S-H?
Yep. I don't really know what I'm doing. But
okay, we'll give you some pointers.
I'm out there. I could use some pointers. I'm not going to lie. It's not.
And look, I think there's somebody who knows a little bit about Truth Social. Your boss, Devin. Yeah. Maybe Devin, who's the CEO.
I'll get some pointers from him. But to your point, I think conservatives have finally realized we cannot rely on the fraudsters on the left to do the work we want done. Yeah. We have to build it ourselves. We need our own media. We need shows like yours out there pounding every day relentlessly against the headwinds of the fake news. Otherwise, people like this don't show up here. I mean, this is a result of your work. 18,000 people are here because you talk about stuff all these people want to listen to.
Yeah. You got to listen to this guy. He's one of the hardest fighters out there. And along now, I think Kyle Rittenhouse, who might be joining us later, took a leaf out of Cash's book. He's fighting back. He is creating, I think, a foundation to fight the smear propagandists out there, CNN, New York Times, just like fightwithcash.com. That's fightwithcash, K-A-8-S-H. God bless you, man.
Thanks, Seb. I appreciate it.
Keep doing what you do. And it's tough. You know, I've been there. You know, warm up for the president. It's a tough job. Good luck tomorrow.
Yeah,
you and Devin.
I might tag you in.
All right, I'll give you a hand from the back, from the cheap seats. All right, I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you like America First, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast right now. Go to Spotify. Look for my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Never miss an episode. This is going to be a roller coaster of an episode today. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay on this channel.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Do you want to come on a vacation with me? Not any old vacation. We're going to the Holy Land this November, December for 10 days to walk where our Lord and Savior walked the earth for the trip of a lifetime with my fabulous Salem colleague Dinesh D'Souza and his lovely wife Debbie. And I think Mark Morgan's actually booked his seats as well. Join us. You won't regret it. Even if you've been to Israel, you've not been with me and Dinesh. Book your tickets. Call 855-565-5519. That's 855-565-5519. StandWithIsraelTour.com. The trip of a lifetime. StandWithIsraelTour.com. We may be on the road. We may be in another state. Half of my team may be back in the swamp. But we still respect and recognize our fabulous contributors, Jim Carafano. It's Friday, so he's on deck. And, dude, your boss yesterday opened the show for us, knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, Kevin Roberts.
Kevin
is fantastic.
You know, you must be excited at Heritage.
Absolutely. You know, we, and you see it here at CPAC, there's two things going on. One is, despite owning the press and every bit of civil society, everything else, Americans get it, right? They get that they're wrong on CRT and inflation and the border and immigration and foreign policy, and they hunger for something different. And the leadership of the conservative movement is as solid as ever, and Kevin's right in the thick of that. And we have leadership and we have momentum, and I think the revolution is coming. I think we've hit peak woke. I think the shark has jumped over the shark, and we're ready for a rebound. And having, I think, Kevin's leadership at this time is so important because we need to all pull together and do the things that are key to keep America safe, free, and prosperous. And, you know, all this strategy with Ukraine, everything else that we've learned in the last couple of weeks is this administration's approach is exactly opposite. They have a strategy and a plan to transform America into something very, very different. And when they hit a road and terrible things happen, there isn't like, oh my God, what do we do to take care of the American people? How do we make sure our people are safe? There is, how do we get back to our plan to turn this country
into a country? To quote John Kerry, how do we get back to the green agenda, not be distracted by World War III?
Right. Yeah. How do we work with a warmonger?
Yeah.
You know, and a war criminal?
We're talking to Jim Carafano, Vice President of the Heritage Foundation. Follow him, JJ Carafano, right now. You're doing some super exciting things with some ambassadors. We can talk a little bit about that later. But let's get your take right now. I've got to get your reaction. When you have the most powerful man in the world at the press conference yesterday, everybody else has spoken already. Boris Johnson hadn't gone to sleep the night before. He's an hour late, and he's asked a couple of things. First thing he says, we're going to give the sanctions a few months and see whether they work. the sanctions that haven't worked for 20 years against Putin. And then on top of that, a reporter who's, I don't think a conservative, said, what is the likelihood of nuclear weapons being involved in this conflict? And he ums and ahs and says, I don't know. Jim, that's not a good visual.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the sanctions thing because I think that confuses everybody. And the irony here is Donald Trump hammered people with sanctions, and they criticized him for that, right? They made fun of him.
Yes.
They saw he's got nothing, right? And they come into office, and here we are in the gravest crisis since the Munich Accord, and the Munich crisis. And what do they bring to the table? Sanctions.
But not of the oil industry.
But here and
not
here's
of, not of Putin himself.
Donald Trump understood what sanctions were for. They're not to deter, because they don't do that. They're not to punish, because you cannot punish these guys, because they can always find a way and make money for them. They're there to limit the resources that your adversary has to do bad things.
Yes.
Which says, if you want to use sanctions as part of your toolkit to deal with your adversary, you hammer them with sanctions as soon as you can, as heavy as you can, you enforce them as hard as you can, and you do that. That's what Trump did. That's why it worked. That's not what Biden is doing. And here's what Biden is doing. He would have done nothing in Ukraine if not for Afghanistan. He was humiliated in Afghanistan, so he felt he had to do something, but he really doesn't really want to do anything. And so what does he throw on the table? The easiest thing to do, sanctions. And they're not even full sanctions.
No.
But they say we're leading because the Europeans are with us, right? The Europeans want to do as little as possible. And you know what this reminds me of is this is like the coach who goes in to ends the season and he's 0-14. And he says, yes, but I led the team the whole way.
Yeah, right. I led them to those losses. Jim, I'll give you what I've been saying. I've been doing a lot of international media last 36 hours on the Ukraine crisis. Always get asked, what would you do if you were back in the White House, if President Trump? Very simple. Number one, and this won't happen under Biden, open up our energy sector again.
Absolutely.
It hurts the Russians the most.
Right.
Fracking, XL Keystone, etc. Number two, I would say reposition a lot of troops we have available elsewhere, like Germany, on NATO border nations, like Hungary, where you just came back from, like the Baltic states, to send a very clear line that this is a tripwire. And then lastly, the thing that could be done right now, lots of lethal aid to Kiev so they can fight for themselves, munitions and weapons. And lastly, within limits, not to undermine our capabilities, provide ISR signals intelligence to the Kiev government so they can hurt the Russians on Ukrainian territory. Am I missing anything?
Yes.
Comments,
reactions? Yes, you're missing one thing, which is secure the border. Because when you're in a period of crisis,
yeah,
and enemies are going to come after you, the last thing you want to do
is
have an open border and give them a free pass to attack the United States. So you defend the homeland first. Secure the border, economic freedom, peace through strength, help your friends as best you can. Boom. And he's doing everything but that.
Yeah, he was not talking about it at all. I don't know if you caught it, because this is literally drinking from a fire hose when you're at CPAC, but right after the invasion started, Boris Johnson in Parliament with the opposition leader of the Labour Party, Keir Starmer, it was statecraft. Boris stood up as the Prime Minister, said, we are going to do everything in our power as a NATO nation to assist the Ukrainians to defend themselves. And right after that, Keir Starmer, and these are people who've been at each other hammer and tongs under COVID, said, our party, the opposition party, stands shoulder to shoulder with the administration to make sure that the Ukrainians are provided as much assistance as possible. It was a beautiful moment. Isn't that what we should be seeing from NATO?
How much time do we have?
We've got another 1:45. But then we've got another segment.
So maybe I won't be able to finish this, but this is something you would understand because it's a place you know extremely well. I was just in Budapest.
Yes.
And it felt like 1939. It was the eeriest feeling
the
I've
atmosphere?
Ever had. Yeah, I mean, we're on the verge of war. We don't know what's going to happen.
Wow.
It was just, and to think that in your lifetime, to experience this, and you know, we think back to those guys back then and we think, what's wrong with you people? Don't you see the Nazis are coming? Like, wake up. It's like Casablanca.
We'll give them Sudetenland and they'll be happy with Sudetenland.
Right. And you understand now that they were going through what we're going through now. And this is where we separate the people of character and courage.
Yes.
From those who don't. The Joe Bidens, who are in this to just find a way to say we're not doing nothing. Biden even said, I know my plan's going to fail. My strategy is going to fail. Who does that? with a Boris Johnson or other leaders or the government in Kiev, which refuses to yield. People that stand, and the reason why, and I learned this from being in your country, not your country, you're in America, but being in Hungary, we have seen what the communists do.
Yes.
We have seen what brutal dictators do. We have lived under totalitarianism, and death is better than that.
Yeah, we understand what KGB colonels do, and we still see the bullet marks on the Hungarian parliament. We're talking to Jim Carafano, heritage.org. Join today. We'll be back after these messages.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Stand With Israel Tour.
Not a lot of shy people here at CPAC. They are wearing their patriotism and love of the Republic on their bodies, on their heads, the patriotism, the stars and stripes. Guys, we have a midterm. We have a republic to save. Wear your values with pride. Go to SedGorkaStore.com. Our America First merchandise, our Let's Go Brandon merchandise, all made in America. The mugs, the Stay Frosty tumblers, the flags, especially Phil from Philly, who gave us the idea. Thanks to Randy, we designed it. It is the Americans Abandoned in Afghanistan, You Will Not Be Forgotten flags and T-shirts with 13 stars for the warfighters who were needlessly killed in that ISIS attack in Kabul. Check out the store. Let's take back America. Show the world who you are. SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorka, SebGorkaStore.com. We're back with Jim Carafano, Mr. National Security Foreign Policy of the Heritage Foundation. You're doing some super exciting things with European members of parliament here, meeting with and talking behind the scenes with our buddies across the sea. Talk to us about Hungary, what you saw in Hungary, and especially this issue that we addressed a little bit with Kevin yesterday. Well, it doesn't matter. It's 8,000 miles away, and the border's more important, or Canada's more important. Give us a perspective.
And it is disappointing to hear that from fellow conservatives who are have been good in the sense that there are people that when conservatives in Europe were demonized as, well, these guys are fascists and Nazis and everything else, people have the courage to go over there and learn about who these people are and recognize that they have their challenges, but there is so much that we have in common: love of family, religion, preservation of democracy, peace through strength. Many of the things that we embrace here. And
you said that this crisis right now, a true, true tragedy, could in fact be an opportunity for conservatives everywhere?
I think we can learn it. I'm glad that they say, okay, we care about Hungary, we care about Poland, we see that they want the things they want. And I go, look, I just went and talked to these people. They care about the Ukraine. Right. They don't want to see Ukrainians.
And then NATO
victimized.
Members.
They don't want to be next on the thing. They know where this is going. They want to be free. And it's like, can you understand the people that you like and you admire? They are concerned. We need to be concerned because it's something we share. And this goes to what we were talking about in the last segment about America's transforming. We are moving to a country that wants to set the agenda, not have an elite in Washington set the agenda. We are recognizing that really the things that value to us are free markets, a decent economy, getting debt under control, secure borders, our families, educating our kids. That's happening in Europe.
Yes.
And there's a movement, that movement, and what's going on in America, I think they're going to come together about, 2025.
Okay. You do policy, not politics, but talk to us if there is a sweep in the midterms, if Republicans take the House and the Senate, what is the room for maneuver? Because it's not the executive. Yeah. What can we help fix when it comes to national security and foreign policy on Capitol Hill?
Well, I think there are three buckets. One is, regardless of what happens in Washington, all this tremendous energy that we have at the state and local level, which can affect all kinds of issues, even foreign policy and national security issues.
Yeah.
For example, in your city, in your town, in your state, you don't have to have a Confucius Institute. You can kick those out. You can demand transparency of Chinese activities. So there's so much that can be done. In Congress, I think there's really two lanes. One is, if you control the Congress, you have this power to investigate and provide oversight. And there are so many things that this government has done that is so egregious, you can tie them up in knots and hold them accountable. And I think that's... And the other thing is, you can legislate it. Even if it doesn't get past the president, you are setting an agenda that you will expect a leader in 2025 to pick up and run with. You're laying the foundation for that.
We're almost out of time, but given what you're witnessing here, Jim Carafano, do you have faith that the GOP will find a robustness after November, that these kinds of things will actually happen?
Well, I think what you see at CPAC, and again, I'm not political, but you see conservative leaders that... You know, when we had this election in 2016, they were all over the map. You had wild-eyed liberals, you had, neocons. The field of leaders that we have today, they are in a shot group that was set up by Donald Trump. They believe in freedom, they believe in a prosperous America, and they believe in a safe and secure America. That's a cohort.
This is why I was prepared to work for Donald Trump, because all he really cared about was safety and prosperity for all Americans, whether you voted for him or not.
Exactly.
Bottom line. Okay, guys, join today. Support heritage.org. It is the mothership of the conservative movement. Follow him at JJ Carafano, who's off to hobnob with the big wigs. See you later, Jim.
Thank you,
Sebastian.
Friend.
God bless. This is Sebastian Gorka on the Salem Radio Network. Right now, you know that there is a full court press and assault on truth and your right to speak, from social media to big telephone companies that are funding the left. Yes, the big cell phone companies. Switch today. I am so proud to partner with Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone company with the same national network as their big guys, but they fund things you believe in. The Second Amendment, the First Amendment, religious liberty, an amazing U.S.-based customer support team. Switch today. Call 972-PATRIOT. Offer code GORKA, or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Do not fund your enemies. It is that simple. Join the good guys today. Make the switch. You know it makes sense. 972 Patriot, patriotmobile.com/GORKA.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Stand With Israel Tour.
Welcome back, dear friends. This is America First. Carr Firearms is fighting for America. Carr executives stand with America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand for your liberty. Please support our Second Amendment Friday sponsor, Carr Firearms. I carry a 9mm Carr. Check out their amazing line of weapons made in America. KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. You know, one of the nicest things about coming to CPAC, you know, it's tough because the logistics, we've got to have our buddies, Joe, John, setting stuff up, but you get to reconnect physically with people you're just thousands of miles away over a phone line, over Skype. That's not good enough, and that's what happened yesterday outside the coffee shop. The legendary, the film maker, director, actor, best Bond villain out there, and it's not about singer either. Robert Darby, welcome back to America First.
Thank you for having me, Sebastian. I call you the voice of God when I turn on you. When I was in L.A., now I moved to Florida.
I know. You just told me.
Yeah.
You just moved.
So when I mean, the voice of... They did a remake of the Ten Commandments. You'd be the voice of God.
You know what I just started doing? God bless you. I just started reading the Bible. I have a podcast.
Oh, how wonderful.
One chapter of the Bible every day, Getting With
great.
God. I haven't even mentioned it. Thank you, Robert. Mm-hmm. If you want to have 6 minutes with the Holy Bible every
with
single
the word.
Day, with the Word, check out Getting With God. You're a great man.
Thank you for doing that.
You know the nicest
that.
Thing about people like Robert Darby is... There's no tood. There's no ego. I'll be in my studio in the swamp doing a segment, and I'll get a text from Robert. I mean, a famous guy listening to my show in California,
absolutely.
As was, making a comment, and we love it.
Well,
Robert.
You have such a great point of view and informative, and always on the cusp.
Follow this guy. Get his albums. Robert John Darvey is the Twitter account. Robert John Darvey. But you are a man in motion. Tell us about your latest incredible project.
Well, the underreported story society, Philip McAleer and his wife Anne and Magdalena Zagueda, came to me with a project called My Son Hunter, which was...
This is the great team that did FBI Lovebirds.
FBI Lovebirds. They did Gosnell.
Gosnell, yes.
And they came to me. They saw the film I did with the Dukes, where I directed, won 9 awards on that, and asked me if I would be interested in directing the film. And I said, if I could humanize the story, if I could tell a father and son story, if I can...
So the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden story.
Yes, it's My Son Hunter. It deals with his drug addiction. I didn't want to demonize the addiction. I wanted to humanize, because I had a family member steeped in addiction. It's a very difficult thing, my son. So I understand that. So
you're directing this?
I'm directing this film. And I give a human interest aspect to the story. We also show the corruption with Ukraine, with China, the relationship.
Burisma,
yes,
China,
Burisma,
the
yes.
bank deal, everything
the
else.
The whole thing, the whole nine yards, the diamond ring that he got from the Chinese guy for $30
million. $83,000 a month from Burisma for a no-show job. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby, and I wonder why.
Yes, I wonder why. Robert, tell us about how it's going. When is it going to come out? How are we going to be
We're in post-production right now.
Oh, really? Already?
Oh, yeah. I did my first edit. Now I'm in post with the CGI and with the looping and all the sound effects.
I think you need somebody with a classy accent. Actually, for the commercials. I'll find somebody for you.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely.
You
we
go.
Need you. We've got to tell Philip and Anne and them.
Tell us also about the music. What should people listen? If they don't know that this is, you know, if you miss Sinatra, you got to listen to this guy. Where should they start? What's the first album they should listen to?
Darvey Sings Sinatra, On the Road to Romance. You can get it on Amazon and iTunes, and you can get some of the other singles. And I'm putting together a new album. I've been at Capitol Records. I've got to do one more session there for 3 more songs, full orchestra, and I'm doing some very interesting, some traditional American songbook, and some stuff where I venture out a little bit differently on it. And
I can't wait. You'll love it.
Yeah.
We've only got a minute and a half left. You raised a really fascinating point with regards to the tragedy in Europe and the various memes that are floating around there. You showed me one about Putin as Hitler.
Yes.
Why did that pee you off, Robert Darvey?
Because the left continues to push this Hitler narrative because they tie it to the right. And the left is the fascists. They've supported Joseph Stalin during World War II. Stalin was a hero of theirs, and they refuse to equate Putin with Joseph Stalin.
So this is such an obvious point. And why does it take you coming on here talking about Hunter Biden? Say, hang on a second. A KGB colonel is more like Hitler than he is like Stalin?
How insane is it?
What planet are we on?
Yeah, well, we're on the planet of pushing of a left-wing...
Yes.
Yeah, bizarro, progressive.
So this is an artist. He's a filmmaker, an actor. He's a singer. So we know we've got millions of people listening. If you're a decent artist out there, we want to see... Here's the meme challenge, guys. Here's the meme challenge. We want some Stalin memes of Putin, because that is the truth of who this person is. God bless you. Follow him, Robert John Darvey. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from CPAC, from the mobile relieffactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans across the country from their daily pain. People like Debron from Massachusetts. This is Debron's story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Did you hear those words? My hip pain is gone. Whether it's your back, your shoulder, your knees, whatever it is, what have you got to lose except the pain? Try the 3-week quick starter pack. Order it by calling 800-500-8384 or go to relieffactor.com. It'll arrive at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. You know it makes sense. Relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Three. 3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.